One of the videos that got taken down there actually went viral. It's just hit like 500,000 on the Sick. Facebook thing, which is very cool, very exciting. I went through the comments. And I thought, do you know what? There'll be some nice comments. There'll be something. Oh, like, and do you know what? There were a few. There was one saying, oh, now that's a hype man right there. And I was like, that's, yeah. I like that. I like that. That's very sweet. Not all of them were nice.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Tangent Podcast. My name is Smiley Dave, and I am here with my awesome co-host, Mr. Luke Cooley. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm full of pasta. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Awesome. Yes, the perfect time to do a podcast. Let's hope this one isn't straight to Patreon either. Welcome. Welcome for those of you new to the podcast. This is a place where myself, a comedian, Luke, a musician, talk about life stories, life theories, and life ridiculousness has occurred and possibly will occur in the future. And I think today's, I have some plans for today, but have you been up to anything special this week? I mean, that was great. That's like a,
I figured
like a
out
snare
I could
roll
do,
with your face.
I figured out I could do that.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, if anything, like if nothing else, that is tremendous. That's what we're, that's the bar. So literally anything you do, you could give someone a firm handshake right now and up your week. Like,
that's true.
Because the bar is so low.
I think that's better than a firm handshake, because that's more for me. A firm handshake is kind of like, you can trust this grip. So okay. They're kind of more of like a mutual thing. Whereas this me just blowing this air like this, that's
constant. That is a
that's
constant.
It's just for me. Do you know what I mean? That's not really for anyone else. It's probably quite annoying to listen to, but it feels so good to do.
There's like a massage on your face, like which is
yeah, it just feels great.
I want to put your face in slow motion when you do that. You know those slow motion.
Okay,
things.
Here you go.
It's weird.
It kind of the frame
yeah,
rate,
I know the
can't,
frame rate
that?
can't hack it.
That's one reason. Any of you pure audio listeners, you that don't watch the videos that get uploaded, there is your biggest incentive to go and watch the video now. You get to see them lips.
That's the biggest incentive. Not the extra editing that goes in that I do after. No,
wasted.
Just useless. I don't know why I bother. That is...
Instead of cutting like little segues or like, you know, how you'll cut to like a bit of the artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, where's Beans gone?
So I knew you'd bring it up. I lost Beans and I've only just found him like in the last couple of days.
I do that weekly.
Beans is Luke's rabbit, and it's a very cute bunny. It's rabbit and bunny are the same thing, right? It's not like a
I feel like rabbit's like I feel like rabbit is
like,
what,
it's like a mature like.
No, I just feel like that's what people who don't like bunnies call rabbit bunnies, rabbits bunnies. Oh. You know.
And we have a rare situation where he's confused himself.
Yeah, so, I've stumbled myself. Like, I feel like people who find rabbits slash bunnies really endearing call them bunnies.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd always call them bunnies. I like bunnies.
My mum called them bun buns.
Bun buns works. We can work with that.
Very cute,
or think. Buns.
No, buns is too close to the cheeks.
Yeah, but if two of them sit together, they look like little furry buns.
Okay. All right, okay, there's a nice little segue there.
To what? Moldy bread?
No. What?
Like, what are you segueing to?
A segue from butt cheeks to rabbits.
Oh, I thought you meant like a nice little segue as in you were going to edit and change to the next topic.
What? Where was moldy? How was I going to... Who mentioned moldy bread?
That's why I was confused, because I was like, what did you segue from? Dave, you've really confused this situation.
Out of nothing, right? Have you just eaten moldy bread? Where did moldy bread come from anywhere?
No, because I was thinking furry buns.
Oh, I said, I was thinking about like a hairy butt.
Yeah, exactly. So two buns sitting next to each other is like a furry bun, as in like a furry butt. And then you were like, oh, that's a good segue. And I was like, well, where are you going to take that? And I was like, oh, you must mean like furry bread.
Oh my
like
God,
moldy bread.
I just realized the buns like is in like a
yeah,
roll.
Yeah, bread buns.
Bread. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You're the crazy one. No, I feel like anyone listening to that just got such a good little insight into just how both of our brains work.
Welcome to Tangent Podcast, people. This is strapping and
that was like quadruple strength juice, where it's just like you do your normal dosage, but this is like quadruple. Oh, I don't even know what I'm saying.
That double strength,
on.
that triple, that double strength stuff.
Harry Bun segue.
You know how you have like water, right? You remember that? So no. I've been trying to drink more water, and I'm trying to shrink my body because there's only so much of water I can drink.
Shrink your body.
Drink. No.
Oh.
I'm trying to drink more water so I eat less food, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to do that by putting squash, getting squash involved.
Mm.
And my body is rejecting it. I feel like now I'm over a certain age where I can drink squash. I know. It feels like it's sarcastic when I drink it now. You know, like, I'm not allowed to drink it. And I think squash has taken it within itself to make sure that I don't make I can't have it. I'm a kid. It's like having like a Milky Bar. Like, you can't see an adult. You can't trust an adult that has a Milky Bar.
Yeah, that's true.
But you love Milky Bars. I love Milky Bars.
Still taste great. Milky Bars are one of the only chocolate bars where it's like, you know, you get the mini. Oh, wait, no. Milky Bars came in two chunks anyways, didn't they?
Depends. Because you get the ones that the smaller ones, they would have like a picture of like a Milky Bar or a horse.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm thinking of Milky Ways.
You are thinking of Milky Ways.
Yeah, they come in two.
They do
blocks,
come in two. Yeah.
Milky Bar is the Milky Bar kid.
They're like bounties. Like.
No, come on. No.
No, I mean, they come in two. They come in two
not,
pieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will not have a Milky Way compared to a bounty.
No, it's just. No, just the fact that they have two pieces. Because a bounty doesn't have the confidence to be one big bar. It won't happen.
Yeah. Do you like bounties?
I like bounties because I love Christmas, and no one would eat the bounties in the box of chocolates, and I'd just be left there, and I'll go, and then I got like, I'll eat them, and then I got quite liking them, yeah.
I overcame home.
Yeah, you know how in World War II people liked Spam after the war?
Yeah.
Like Spam fritters, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. It's just, it's like, what's it called? The Stockholm Syndrome for food.
I wonder what Spam tasted like back in the day, because now it's just kind of like, we were talking about Spam recently,
weren't
we? Why does Spam keep reappearing?
That's me. I think it's because I think of the most disgusting food that people still eat, and Spam comes into
Spam. I wonder if like Spam
meat.
Back in the day, it was good, because you know how it's like there's probably way less just like back in the World War II.
How like sausages have every part of like whatever's left of the pig goes into that.
Yeah, or like how sausages now have like preservatives and just plastic in them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And like, wood shavings.
Yeah, wood shavings. You know, just whatever they can find goes in. Whereas I wonder back then if it was like, okay, this is still a ground up bunch of that doesn't really get used, but it actually tastes good because it's probably all come actually straight from animals rather than.
Yeah.
I bet Spam now is like 90% a plastic bag. Do you know what I mean?
That's what the flavor is. You can actually, if you bring your Spam back to the shop, they'll replace it with another Spam. It's quite, it's a Spam for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see the corner of your mouth really proud of yourself.
God damn. I was trying to hide it back. I was like, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
I enjoyed seeing you enjoy that. Like,
I came up, I was in the shower earlier and I just came up with a whole stand up like routine, which is really annoying because I forgot to wash my hair. I had to go back in to do it because I do. I was like, I got out of the shower, wrote down all the different things, all the different, and recorded like a little bit because there's a certain way you have to say it. And then I was just like, I didn't wash my hair, for God's sake. And I went back in and I do my, So, yeah, so I've had a, so, and I've been writing jokes all day, so it's been really good. I do like the fact that, you know, so this week I put out the video on my main channel, on Facebook. I put out the advert.
Yeah,
trailer.
Yes, that, well, is that the one of the chat of us having the chat of us, the thing of us having a chat about the birds? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, so that's what you meant by main channel, because obviously when you sent me the message and we had that little voice note interaction on Facebook, I had no idea what you meant about the big channel.
Oh yeah, so because so the big channel's the one with the 49,000 on it. And it's nearly come up to 50,000. I thought that video might actually take it down because I was like, it's new content. There's not going to be people that's not 200. And it actually went up. So I was like, that's fantastic, nice. Which is good.
If anyone somehow has been caught in the figurative fishing net that Dave has thrown out with that ad and he's reeled you in and you're now listening to this podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome in.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
This is
more your reputation. I can't even say reputation. This is more your rep than mine.
Well, no, it's that. Well, no, because I'm sure I'm giving, like, I knew that you're a special guy and you needed to come. People need to know more about you. And I think this is why I wanted to do the podcast with you. I could have done it with anyone, but I didn't want to. I wanted to do it with you.
Well, if you could have done it with the guy who plays Dwight Schrute in The Office, Rainn Wilson. Hunt,
yeah, you would have been out in a second. Yeah. Like that. He comes with numbers. He comes with numbers. He's got his own, like, he has Soul Pancake. Have you heard of Soul Pancake? Yeah.
Like, what's Soul Pancake?
Soul Pancake. It's like YouTube.
Like a PS1 game.
No, it's a YouTube. What? Like Soul Calibur, but like with pancakes.
Yeah, you just chuck in, it's like you are
just pancakes.
Just a
pancake with a sword.
You're chucking butter at each other.
No. It's, although that does sound like a great game. No, he's got like a YouTube channel where they do really sweet things and really nice things. And it's like,
and you have to time it right, because otherwise your pan gets too hot and you burn.
You're working out the logistics of the game, aren't you?
Yeah. So I haven't listened to anything you said. I'm just thinking, like, what would be, because if you could just simply throw butter at each other, that's just another case of mashing all the buttons. And then you do the shirt trick, you know, when you've ever got a game on a controller where you have to hit a button as fast as you can, put your finger in a shirt or a sock and you just spam the shit out of it. Magic word of the podcast right now. I thought you'd like that, me bringing spam back. But anyways, so you know, you can do the thing where you do this. You put your finger in the shirt and you do that. You know what I mean? You never played like any Olympic games or Nintendo games or like Mario Party where you've got to mash a button as fast as you can?
I do, yes. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
If you want to win, you put your finger in some material and you're like, mash it
what
over
the
button.
What is the material?
Well, it can be a sock.
Oh, right. Okay, I didn't realize there was like
a sock. Here's a controller,
Do you know, I was just waiting for you to stop and I was going to turn to the camera and go, Tangent Podcast, everyone. And that was, but you just kept going.
You can do that or you can do this. Listen to this. Listen to the difference.
But that'll just rub off all the letters.
Listen to the difference, right? This is me mashing the button as fast as I can with my thumb. Not too bad. Can you hear that?
That's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Now listen to this with the shirt.
This is
ready?
People ready? Lives are being wasted right now.
Wait. The angle's wrong. Wait, I need to move
exactly
this.
The same. Don't.
This
oh
is,
god, he's
this is
going to
look like I'm touching myself, but I'm not. Look,
it really does.
Wait.
That really does. Look, I'm sorry.
See
you know
that?
we've got a Twitter account that's called Out of Context Tangents Tangent Podcast, and I'm pretty sure that's going to.
I definitely don't think there's going to be any masturbation jokes off the back of that. Did you hear how much faster the button was getting mashed?
Tangent Podcast.
What was the story you were telling me before that? Sorry.
So that's right. It was fast though. I did notice the speed. I did notice the tempo was changing.
It went from to.
Yes. Oh my god, we've gone full circle. It's the same noise from the start of the show. There's a guy that just put, oh dear. There we go. Like, because obviously he's used to the old, put your mic back on. So he's used to, he commented on the video. He just went, oh dear, right?
The one of me and you.
And because obviously he's used to the old videos I used to do. And someone put, missing your videos with like a heart and a little like sort of smiley face. And he's replied saying, yeah, stop wasting your time with this rubbish and go back to how you started.
I can't remember the last time someone referred to me as rubbish.
As oh, in, yeah, no, this
instead
is
of my
like,
name.
He does seem a man of maturity.
I told you this podcast will lower
be my
everything.
Downfall.
Yeah, it will be your downfall.
I'm going to make the other videos as well at the moment, so it's okay. I'm going to do a little from column A, little from column B. I hate Morrissey.
Lots of people hate Morrissey.
No, but why do you hate Morrissey? Do you like him?
The reason why most people don't like him because he has very controversial Tory views on things, right?
Oh, I don't even know that.
Yeah, like he says dumb shit.
Yeah.
But the Smiths are wicked.
See, this is the Here we go. Right. What's the most loved band that people love but you don't like?
Fall Out Boy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Do you know what? I've given you a Fall Out Boy reference before and you kept that quiet. You said something. You said a weird sentence. I said, that's a Fall Out Boy song. And you went, is it? And I was like, no, it sounds like one. You went, oh, right. And then moved on. But you never expressed.
I didn't want to touch it.
Wow.
But it's not that I think they suck or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I have tried over. And they have all of the ingredients of a band that I should love.
Right.
One of my favorite bands growing up was Sum 41, right? They fit right into that sort of punk rock sort of thing. But so many other bands of that era that are in the sort of pop punky, not so much pop punk, but like the sort of punk rock era of the early noughties. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's so many bands like that that I loved. Like Sum 41, like Does This Look Infected was just such a significant album for me. But I don't know what it is about Fall Out Boy. It's just like I've tried. I've listened to them so many times. Gone back to them so many times. Tried to be like, come on, there's everything I should like in music in this, and just it never does it for me. And I'm just That's always mad. Left being like, I don't think I like this.
I usually have a problem. Like, I'm not big under Fall Out Boy. I DJed for years. So
yeah.
So they were huge for like music and like for keep getting the party going or continuing it. They had some great songs. But I do get really annoyed when I can't hear the lyric properly. Like
what in Fall Out Boy?
In Fall Out Boy songs, yeah. Because like they've got a song, I'm an evil man, and I'm also evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like I'm an evil man. I'm an evil man. I'm also, also into cats. Like, it just, it's also into, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Also evil, also into cats. Also into cats. I can go up to a Fall Out Boy fan and say, what did he just say? Like, I'll just take something off one of their biggest things. Just one of the lyrics in the verses. I go, what did he just say? And they won't know.
Really?
Because he's got the right note. Like, it's an amazing voice.
I've got a great voice.
Yeah. Like, oh my, the range is crazy.
He's super talented, Patrick Stump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super talented.
I just can't make out whatever he says. It's very annoying.
Yeah, they're that band. I feel bad that I don't like them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I actually feel bad that I don't. And I feel like being like, I'm really sorry if anyone asks me. I'm really sorry I don't like them. But when I hear their music, it's just like, it's just, like when you eat something and you're like, that doesn't taste very good. There's no reason for it. You're just like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That band for me.
Boy. Okay, okay.
And I'm sorry. Everyone that loves Fall Out Boy, I'm so sorry. And I respect them. I think they're really good. I just don't enjoy their music. I don't know why.
Do you know what? I have a similar band. Like, and this is going to, like, I'm going to pay for this.
Can I guess before you?
Go.
Oh. Oh, you're going to say Deftones?
Deftones.
No way. Okay, that's, Like, that's an interesting one.
I have tried. I have seen them 5 times. And each time I've wanted to like them. Each yep. time. Like, I've seen... Yeah, I and there's a band as well that you're friends with, and apparently I tried to like them, but I couldn't like them.
I probably guess who that is.
Yeah, I tried to like them, and they're like, well, yeah, I mean, like, they're like Deftones. I'm like,
yeah.
Then that's the reason why. I tried it. They're nice guys. But I'm just like, I can't get around it. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's, I don't know what it is about Deftones. I like the singles. You know, Back to School, Give a Minerva a Go, Changing the House of Flies. Love that. That's great. And
that sounds like you like them.
No, see, I can't handle them live. I can't watch it.
Oh, so it's just live you don't like them?
It's live. I can't.
Oh, that's fine. See, I don't like the band I don't like. I don't like them either way. Like, there's no redeeming feature for me. It's just like, I just don't like this.
There's a really weird bit, actually. When I went to see Fall Out Boy at the Mega Hell tour, which I was there for Green Day, and also I've
Green Day are so good.
I had Weezer, like, so
Weezer.
So it was Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and then Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and then
you're
Green
just
Day.
Emphasizing the Weezer part of it.
Weezer was so good, and also like Anya like went there, and when she went there, she was like, she wanted a plushie of Rivers because she thought he was adorable. I was so happy about this. And Fall Out Boy were just there. They came off stage for one song or two songs. They came off stage and they had this whole weird house like brought onto stage with the drummer like sort of drumming on top of it for like one or two songs. And then it had some grass coming up. I'm guessing it's from an album or something. But it was just a very odd thing. Like, it was a very awkward moving of things. Like, they moved a whole set. Like, it was very strange, like, live thing. But we're just ragging like on Fall Out Boy now.
Musical or something.
Yeah. But Weezer are great. And I have a thing about Weezer. So with Weezer, I was supposed to see them at Sonisphere, but my manager at the time, sent me to Pangbourne. So I went from Sonisphere in Stevenage to Pangbourne, from Nebworth to this place called Pangbourne, to interview, I don't know, it was a very weird thing, interview her uncle, who was also the producer of Human League, right?
Okay.
It was his wake, right? It wasn't even to interview him, it was to interview other people that had turned up to his wake. And I'm like, what's
a wake?
That's when someone's died, and then they have they have like a party, like a few, you know, afterwards. And then I'm there. I'm just like,
If I was an alien, if that's what a wake is, if I was an alien and came down to this planet and said, "What's a wake?" I would think that you're describing people who are celebrating that someone's died.
Happy that you said that. Do you know why?
Why?
I have facts. Interesting facts on this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll go back to the story. Remember Weezer. Okay. So, back in the day, right, people would rob bodies, right? But like back in the day, like way back, like before Victorian times. So
yeah, grave robbers.
Grave robbers, right?
Yeah.
Grave robbers and stuff. So what they would do, they buried people deep, deep, deep down, which is why it's 6 foot now, right? Because if you have a shallow grave, people can get into it. So one time they are running out of coffins. They're running out of wood. They're running out of coffins, and they needed to get a coffin. So they used to dig into the bottom and get the coffin of someone that's already been used. Dump the body out and then reuse the coffin. Right. So what happened? They took it out one time and they found scratch marks on the inside.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
On the inside of the coffin. So someone was asleep. So someone wasn't dead. They were just comatose.
Well, right? or buried alive.
Or buried alive. But more likely they were just comatose, or there was, you know, it was like Black Death and plagues and all that sort of stuff. And people think they had that and they haven't. They just got, you know, they were just ill and they couldn't wake up. So what they did is they would put them in. So now what they would do is they would, as they put the bodies in, right? And then what would happen is family would wait there for a day, right? And you'd wait there for the person to wake up, which is why it's called awake.
Oh, right?
Just to see if they do wake up. And what would happen is, just to be on the safe side, they would put the coffin into the ground, right? They would put this, and they would tie a piece of string around the toe of a dead body, right? And then they would feed that string through the mud right up to the top, and it would attach it to a bell, right? So if someone was alive, they would move their foot and it would ring the bell, which is where we get the term "Saved by the Bell" from, right?
What?
Because someone, if the bell rang, this is all true. So if it was called "Saved by the Bell." So if you heard the bell ring, they would dig you back up.
So that's not a boxing.
No.
Quote.
No. This is all like old school stuff.
That predates. Oh my day, that's crazy.
So also, this is another one, is someone would have to wait. So someone would have to wait for this bell to ring.
Sorry, I've literally just spilt water everywhere. I'm not even joking. I've spilt water everywhere. I hate myself.
Do you want to hate myself.
Maybe I should just deal with, maybe the mold should be my punishment if I just leave it. Maybe I deserve to breathe in the spores. All right, I'm in.
You good?
Yeah, I put my super soaker away.
So what would happen is they get the save by the bell, and then as soon as the bell rings, they would dig them up, right? But someone had to be there to dig them up. So they'd employ someone that works in the graveyard to stay overnight, right? Which is why they call it the graveyard shift.
The graveyard shift, okay.
Yeah, that comes from like someone having to sit there and wait all night for this bell to ring.
Yeah.
If someone, that would be someone's job.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That is mad. Yeah. That is like, sir, like, I know I've that with the with the water spilling, like, completely lost all the momentum, but...
It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. I was so excited to tell you that story. I was like, he had to fling the water there.
Yeah,
didn't he?
I'm an idiot. I'm so sorry. I'm literally an idiot.
It's fine. It's fine.
I also was suspicious the whole time that there was going to be a punchline.
Well, because it's me.
Yeah, I just thought, I was just like, there's probably going to be a silly punchline at the end of this.
And that's how we get dead tired. There we go.
Is that it?
I just came up with it. That's pretty much.
It's a work in progress. Mm. It's a work in progress. Yeah.
Yeah. There was an alpha version of that story that somehow got lost. but we'll just have to do that one and just have some amazing editing. People be like, oh my god, that's really interesting. Like, well, he didn't react at all to that.
Do you want me to do a reaction now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I came back and said it was crazy.
You did, actually. Your eyes messed up as well.
You need to do that thing where you have that same clip like three times over the story where it cuts to me and it's the same. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. You know the one.
I do.
You know the old classic. Weezer, they were good.
Weezer were fantastic. My God, they were so good. Like she became a fan, like straight away.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you ever heard of like good songs? Weezer. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my.
Yeah. Weezer actually a really funny band for me, where they're kind of like the Biffy thing for me. Whereas when Prestamico first started, I hadn't really listened to Biffy other than like a couple of singles that had come out. And like I remember Mountains when that came out. And there's a couple of others that had kind of pricked my ears up, but I definitely wasn't a Biffy fan and hadn't ever listened to a Biffy record, but we just kept getting referenced to Biffy. It's like, oh, you guys sound like Biffy. Like this is when we were a lot more scat, like early Biffy, when we were a lot more scatty and all over
Saturday
the place
and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And then it was like, okay, I should probably check out Biffy. And it's like, yeah, I love this band. They're great. but Weezer have always been the other band where it's like, we've always, like, I think the way I write vocal hooks is, and, you know, me and Lewis together will put hooks on songs, the way we write vocals sometimes, we always would get reference to Weezer over the years. Not so much on the last record, but certainly the two previously.
That's nice.
And they're another band that was... It's like I've never properly listened to Weezer, but obviously they've had so many massive hits over the years. It's like you've probably got an album's worth of Weezer songs you know and I loved. So it actually fairly recently, I've just been going through the Weezer back catalogue and just being like, I need to get into this because there's going to be so much there for me. Yeah. So I'm currently spinning Pinkerton all the time at the moment.
Oh,
it's sick. Yeah. So and the is it the green album because they're all called colors,
the new,
right?
The new album is it's not
the one with like hash pipe on
it. Yeah.
Is it green or
I can't remember.
Teal album? Yeah. But teal. It's funny because like they've got so many albums and I've definitely dipped into random ones and been like, this is doesn't sound very good to me. Do you know what I mean? Like over the years. But then it's like, I've gone way back. I've just started from the beginning and it's like, first record's absolute banger. Second one's absolute banger. Third one's absolute banger. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just kind of going through and I feel fortunate that I'm having this Weezer awakening. Jesus is like, this is so good.
I hated Weezer until they put out Hashpipe. I was a big new metal kid. So when Buddy Holly came out, I was like, I don't get it. I don't get the video. I don't get it. Now, love it. Like, love everything. Say It Ain't So, Jumper. Like the Buddy Holly video was basically they had cleverly put in the Happy Days.
Yeah. I love that video.
I don't get it. I don't understand what Fonzie's doing at the end there with the dancing. It was just all really awkward and weird.
So I don't mean to make you feel old or anything, but I was very young when that came out.
I mean, I don't know if I saw it when it came out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because that... you must have been young as well, because it was 94.
Oh, yeah. I was like 8. I wasn't... Yeah. Yeah.
So you sure you were paying attention to Weezer at 8?
I smelt
bullshit as soon as you said that, Dave. I'm sorry.
Well, that was 8.
It's like
I thought the Green Day came out in like, you know, 2001, 2002 with you know, maybe like, I mean, I know that Dookie was 96, but they've been going since 86 and I was like, that's like what?
Well, it's funny because so many people are still to this day surprised how old Green Day are now.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, they have been a band forever. They look amazing. They've also been a band forever. They're just one of those bands that it's like, I think, you know, they kind of broke a bit later in their lives than someone like Blink, for example, where it's like they were still kids when they blew up.
American Idiot was like, I mean, Dookie was a great album, but like American Idiot tore them into like the mainstream.
Amazing, phenomenal
album. Like still my favorite was Warning. I've got a special place in my heart for Warning because that was the first time I saw it. The album. Like I know every single word. I learned every single song. The first ever live band I saw was Green Day in Nottingham.
Sick.
So they're
such a legit band. Yeah. You know what I mean, they're just so good.
I saw them at Hella Megator when they came out. I just tears for like 2 songs.
Really?
It took me back to being being a teenager. And I was just like, this is so weird. Like, I don't do crowd participation. I am I'm not like the person that gets involved in the mosh pit and all that sort of stuff. During Green Day, I was a kid again. I was like, I was skanking with people. I was like, you know, just shouting every word, harmonizing. Like, I knew all the deep cuts they were chucking out there. And I was like, I found someone that was singing along and you just grab hold of them and then sing it at them as well. I just let loose. It was amazing. Like, yeah.
That is, do you feel like you've grown as a person from letting loose like that?
I felt good knowing that I still had that.
Yeah.
That it was still a thing, you know, like it's when you play an old video game, you don't get that same feel. But like when you see a band that you love, it's just oh my God, like I am right back there. Like I'm right back there. And just incredible, just phenomenal. Yeah. But yeah, so Weezer. Weezer have always been a band I've always missed on my radar, right?
Okay.
And I was at Sonisphere this one time, been taken the right way to this weird place, and I drove from Sonisphere and I drove to Pangbourne, and then I went to this wake for St. Richards. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he used to be a producer for Human League. And I went to talk to people, and I got there, and she said, "Where's your cameraman?" I was like, "I didn't bring a cameraman." She went, "Oh, I thought you were going to bring a cameraman." I was like, "Nope, because that would have been a conversation, right?"
Yep, yep.
So I got back in my car and drove all the way back to Sonosphere, right? Knowing I missed Weezer. And like, I was like, Weezer and Rancid are two bands that I've never seen.
Yeah.
I was just like, right, I've missed Weezer once again. But anyway, I've got back, and I you've been to Sonosphere, right? You've played.
I went to the last Sonosphere, which was 2014, 2015.
Yeah, 100
Reasons. The
lineup
for that was insane. Sorry, yeah. Who played?
100 Reasons. Where, like, they played
I think
Ideas
they did.
Above Our Station. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was the one where it was literally like the headliners were like Iron Maiden, Metallica, and.
Was it the five, the big five?
Well, the Thrash.
It was like Megadeth.
I think it was only only Anthrax weren't there, right? I think.
Mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, only Slayer. Only Slayer weren't there because it was Anthrax, Metallica.
Diamondhead.
Yeah, there's another one I'm forgetting.
Megadeth. Yeah.
Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth. And then everyone was being like...
Yeah.
And then... oh, my days. And then everyone was like thinking... I think everyone was thinking Slayer might do a... secret set or something because like you've got the big four of Thrash at one festival
and you're just like, oh, they didn't turn up.
Yeah, they didn't go.
so I was driving back, and when you drive there, you've got like the hospitality on the left and like press on the left, and then you've got like on your right you've got the actual field. Right, yeah. And then there's a walkway between them, which is like where the car park is. It's where all the buses are, all the coaches are, right? So I get there, and I'm stuck by this walkway. And like, there's some guy holding up everyone because one of the bands are taking ages to get their stuff on the coach and get out. But they're stopping everyone because I'm for whatever reason. So I'm there in my little Ford Fiesta, right? And I'm just there, just waiting, and... we're there for about 10 minutes, and then a quad bike comes up behind me, and I'm just like, oh, I looked on there, it's Bill Bailey, right? Bill Bailey is on this quad bike with like one of the managers, one of the people in the buggies. I'm just like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I'm in the car, and so he's behind me. And people have started to gather around in the car park. Him, like, everyone's just like trying, like, just like, oh my God, is that Bill? That's Bill Bailey. Like, and he's just ignoring them. He's just talking to the guy, just like, it's taking a while. We're gonna get out of here. Like, so he had that sort of vibe. He just wanted to like sort of just get somewhere because there was a crowd building up. So after like another 5-10 minutes, like there starts to be a chant, like Bill, right? And then the guy in front has started to wave cars on, right? To wave cars on. So Bill like decides that this is the moment. Okay, I'm going to acknowledge the crowd, and just stands up in his car, puts his hands up like that. Right, and just puts both hands up, and everyone goes, way, right? And I go to put the car in first and stall it, and his arms go, I'm just there going, something destroy this car, something just swallow me up. I want to die right now. And I'm just there just trying to start this little Ford Fiesta, and I just, there's this massive, like sort of like someone's dropped a pint in Wetherspoons.
Yeah. What? You dream about those reactions in your stand-ups, don't you?
Yeah. But yeah. I'm Bill Bailey in that scenario. So one of the videos that I did, I know the Panic of the Bingo thing.
Yes.
So one of the videos. You're coming down to it. I'm very excited about that. One of the videos that got taken down there actually went viral. It's just hit like 500,000 on the Facebook thing, which is very cool, very exciting. But
can I watch it right now?
And me being the vain person that I am. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll play it. Tell me when you're starting, and then you tell me when you're playing.
Where
it,
do
and
I
then
see
I'll
it?
Play it so other people can watch it on YouTube as well.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, you're in. You got it. Well done. Proud of you.
The one with for 500,000. I'm watching now.
Yeah.
Yes, I just had to see what you were doing at the end, and you'd give it the old classic emo elbow swipe. Classic what, stage what? Move, right? Look at right at the end. You give it the pure, frontman attitude.
I'm owning this mic. This microphone's mine.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's a girl that appears to be choking on her drink.
There's usually like one death per bingo. It's a normal thing. It's like a festival, you know. You're insured for that sort of thing. It's like it's like Woodstock.
It's like the dude from Woodstock 99. It's just you lose a few.
A few people die. You know, it's just gonna happen.
What do you want me to do about it?
you just accept every event someone dies. So that went crazy viral. Very cool. Very happy. So me being being the narcissistic person, I'm needing a little bit of an ego boost. I went through the comments. And I thought, do you know what? There'll be some nice comments. There'll be something. And do you know what? There were a few. There was one saying, oh, now that's a hype man right there. And I was like, I like that. That's very sweet. Not all of them were nice.
Oh no!
There was another one.
I hear people being mean about you.
There was another one that said. There was another one that said, "Was that Benji singing MCR?" Now I was just like, Benji. I mean, I was like, the only Benji I knew was Skindred
Benji, right?
Don't think they meant him.
Sure.
So I was just like, what? And I looked on, and there are lots of other people that thought I looked like Benji Madden.
Oh, who's one Benji of the Madden?
And Cameron Madden.
I don't know who they are.
They're Good Charlotte. They're brothers in Good Charlotte.
Oh.
Right? If you have a look up Good Charlotte, like I'm gonna do this for you guys on the YouTubes. I'll take it.
Oh, right. I see.
So it's the one with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes.
Or maybe it is Cameron Madden.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Oh, it's Benji. No, it is Benji. It's Benji. But I'm just like, oh, I have never seen that before. Everyone's given me like fat Gary Barlow and fat Ollie Mers. And so I've had that. So that's nice. That, again, I'll take that. Here's not so great ones. Bingo caller was like, how can I live my failed dream of performing? Bingo.
They don't know the change that you're making and the joy you're bringing.
They don't know the perfectly good observation they just made. Living my life through bingo. Guys, this is just footage of us all in a nursing home playing bingo in our 40s. And the other one was...
That's quite a positive one, actually.
Yeah. Someone took the term elder emo a little too seriously.
It's just funny because it just I just get images of you being like a Skyrim character. Do you know what I mean? Like really powerful.
Emo.
Yeah.
Come with me with a wristband, Lay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Kaiser Chiefs?
I'm guessing elder emo is a phrase that kids use on Twitter already, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he or she or whoever put that. That comment didn't come up with the phrase elder, because that's what tickled me. I've not heard elder emo before.
Have you
not? No, I'm so clueless for most things. Does it just say the comments that tickle me the most are when you're scrolling and you'll just see one that's like, dude's old. Do you know what I mean? Like just so nothing but says is so cutting.
It said like, so, where is it? Oh no, this is Elder Emo is legit. You can see him, our brother's winded there on that, after that run. And I was like, oh my God, I was winded. I was like, I did that run. And Stuart turned around. Stuart, the guy that runs face down, turned around because he had the camera in his hand. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know you were going to run. I was like, I didn't know I was going to run. I just went with it.
He's got like, swept up in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
what I love about you. Heart on your sleeve at all times.
Oh, yeah.
If you feel like running, you just run. Completely unprepared for it, but you still do it.
Like, I have damaged my. I will damage myself over if I think it will look good. Like I will do something stupid that I've seen someone do, yeah. And like and try and do it like on stage, even though I've never. I'll do it like a cartwheel out of nowhere and do it perfectly, but break yeah. every bone in my body doing it without yeah. showing it.
You're that guy that do you remember that I saw that video that went viral of that random dad who won that. Diving competition? Do you see that? It's like a month or so ago. You're him. That's where you're heading.
The one that jumped off the roof.
The one that jumps off the roof. And like, did you see the aftermath photo? It's like from his knee to his nipple. It's just black and purple.
Oh my yeah. God. But the thing is, those are... I've always seen this. Those are just those sort of things. Like I again, damaged myself. I did that at Download Festival, slamming my body into the side of the stage whilst running around like an idiot in front of thousands of people.
I think you're an inspiration to us all.
No, not at all.
I hope you never change.
You sound like I'm actually like one of the elders. Like, oh no, I look up to you. Like
I do.
We're 50. No. No one should look up to me. That is some. Let's get that. No one. This is not a life people should have.
Next time I'm on stage, I'm going to be busting out the elbow swipe just for you. Actually, I don't know if I should. I feel really disingenuous doing it. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like it's going to come from the heart. Maybe if I'm ever feeling it.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're ever watching and I'll be on stage, I'm going to look you in the eyes and go.
I think if I gave you like. If I give back, like, at the Newbury Beer Festival, I get, like, the bands always say, where did you learn to introduce people? I'm just like, I just get as excited for you. When they're cheering for you, they're cheering for me. So when I G you guys up and make it like a thing, like, I'm doing it so you guys feel good. You guys feel like rock stars when you first get out there. You know, you're in a tribute band that usually plays a dive bar in like a corner of Basingstoke, and you saw someone choke on a peanut the other day, and you didn't even help. You carried on the song and you watched just so you had excitement in your life at that point. And I want you to enjoy your time out on that stage.
I think we wrap it up here.
This is the part of the show where we find something mildly interesting to share with each other. And Luke has managed to find one that he's not too happy with, but he's going to share it anyway. We're both going to give this a go, and it's just so we can all learn something from this podcast. So, Luke, please.
I thought I'd keep it topical. A man once married his Stratocaster. You know what a Stratocaster is?
I'm just checking. It's a guitar, right?
yes.
Okay.
All right. In 2001, a British performer, Chris Black, fell so frantically infatuated with his red Fender Strat, known by the name of Brenda Fender. I just feel like that's probably how he would have said it. He wedded it following 35 years of dating. The function was held in a congregation in London and was administrated by a companion. The guitar was actually his second spouse, as Chris was likewise wedded to a boring old human lady. Am I right? Who wants to marry a person when you got a Fender, the Brenda, right? Whatever it was. Yeah. Never paying attention to himself. As well, Chris stated, it was distinctly for a touch of fun to help brighten the individuals up. Oh, he did it as a joke. It's not funny anymore. I hate that fact. I just wanted to show off my new guitar.
I was just in my head, like, I'm going to cut off the bit where you say it's not a thing. I was just like, imagine taking all that time to learn guitar, right?
To be fair, Warped Tour, same thing.
I mean, there probably are a couple of Brendas that definitely aren't too happy with Warped Tours.
They just weren't called Brenda and they weren't guitars.
This Brenda's one of those names, though, isn't it? It's like a baby Brenda. Like, what are you going to call your baby? Oh, you've just given birth to a kid. What are you going to call it?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks like a Brenda to me.
Yeah, or like a Nigel.
Keith.
Keith, yeah.
Baby Keith.
Baby, yeah, quiche. Yeah.
Baby quiche.
Sure.
Baby quiche sounds like the vol-au-vents you get at weddings.
Yeah, a baby. Yeah, baby quiche would go down great right now.
So, would you like to hear my fact?
Yes. Yeah. Made with quail eggs.
In Churchill, right, hang on a second. I've just got to make sure that you're off quiches before I move on to this joke. Hang on a second.
I'm off what?
You're mentally prepared and you're away from quiches. I know you just said quail eggs, still quiches.
No, I'm ready to listen.
You back? Okay.
I'm muting my mic.
No, don't mute the mic. I need the mic on. I need to hear the nose laughs.
You've got so many of them. You just grab them and.
Oh, I insert them into the podcast even when you don't do them. Like, yeah, good. Just like, there are people like, where's that nose laugh coming from?
Yeah, he was talking at the same time. He
he wasn't even in the room and someone's laughing at your jokes, Dave. What's going on there? It's great editing is what it is.
Yeah.
Great editing. Right. In Churchill, Manitoba, there is a polar bear jail.
What?
A jail for polar bears.
And when polar bears not. Oh, sorry, you're not finished. Sorry, my bad. No, this is why I needed to mute my mic.
Okay,
I can't help myself.
So there is a polar bear jail. So we can speculate now. You can speculate.
Oh,
there's more.
Like
to it,
literal polar bears, not like you know how literal like you'll get like
a chubby mate. You'll get like very very hairy,
or you'll get like a. It can be like a sex thing, like a grizzly or a daddy or a polar bear.
Are polar bears? What are polar bears? Like, what would a polar bear be?
It'd be guys that look like Santa.
I mean, sure, that's a thing in itself.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. Bit of.
That may. I mean, I need to look this up now. I'm surely a polar bear is like a. I don't even know what I'd type in.
Polar bear.
Gay polar bear.
Kink. Kink. Polar bear kink. Yeah. I love how frantically it sounds.
The sentence
I've
just typed in is so illiterate. One second, I'll paste it to you so you can read it.
The way you were typing it sounded like it was all very.
That's
on
the
purpose.
Search I went with. That's what came out.
It says such gay guy as polar bear.
See, bear in gay culture.
Bear,
in gay
yeah,
culture, I, a bear yeah. is a larger and often hairier man. Yeah, which yeah. we all know.
You get the,
but there
the
must be a polar bear, right? I would call.
But what would a polar bear?
It would be like a guy. It would be like a white and.
A well, out in the wild, just cold.
Yeah. Yeah, or, always or cold.
Maybe a polar bear is just like a normal one of the normal bears, but he's got like a Coca-Cola on the go.
Yeah.
Or a Glacier mint.
I feel like it would be a bear like that has a big bushy white beard, right? That would
be 100% be a Santa thing.
Called a Santa, yeah.
Polar bears who get too close to the town. I mean, if there was a polar bear jail, a specific jail for bearded, like chunky gays, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be.
I've ever heard. Oh my goodness, take me there. That's got to be a whole genre.
That's a nightclub. If anything, that is.
Yeah, I'm going.
So in Churchill, yeah, there is a polar bear jail in Churchill, Manitoba. Polar bears who get too close to the town and or attack townspeople are shot with tranquilizer darts, airlifted and dropped off at the jail.
What does IIRC mean?
Shorthand for something. IIRC.
If I recall correctly, isn't it?
Oh, if I recall. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, like, can you not
God,
just
that's
type,
so ridiculous.
Yeah, if I recall correctly. Or can you not just say, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. If you're going, like, right, that's annoyed me, right? Okay, so if you're going to use big words, use the big words. Don't use the initials of the big words, if I recall correctly. Just, yeah, I think,
what's
I remember.
What's the big word in that?
Huh?
What's the big word in
recall
that?
Recall correctly.
Acronym.
That's, if I recall correctly, like, recall, like, no one says recall. Oh, if I recall correctly. What's happening, huh? Is Ebenezer, like, not paying you for this Christmas? God damn, is little Timmy not going to get his surgery, huh? Oh. Are you going to make it through this? God damn.
I always think of the little frog in the Muppets Christmas Carol. Whenever I think of Ebenezer Scrooge, it's always that little frog on crutches.
That, to the Muppets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never little Timmy, little Tim, whatever his name is. It's always a little frog, little froggy.
Little Kermy.
Yeah, little Kermy.
Little Kermy.
What's the jail?
They're released into the wild again a few days later.
But what is the jail? Airlifted.
Huh?
What is the jail? Does it give any information on like what the jail is?
It just says that they are airlifted and dropped off at the jail.
That's clearly the biggest cop out. Where they've been like, don't worry, we've taken care of the bears. They're in jail now. They've literally just put them back to where they started. It's like, yeah, they're never coming back. They're in jail.
Oh, okay.
It's like
so
the boogeyman.
Oh, no, there's been a reply on it. So, yeah, they starve the bears and leave them isolated so they don't get used to human smells or start associating food with them. They keep them under observation to make sure they're healthy, then trank them, spray paint them so they can recognize the animal, then drive them far away to be released. I like the fact that they're driven far away. Like, they put them in the back seat and just, like, sort of sunt them up like a drunken, like, bloke on the night out. And just spray painted them, like, which wasn't even the drunken bear's fault. Like, no. It was the police just so they can. Imagine we did that with our drunken.
Do you know
people.
What? If you wanted to give a polar bear an excuse to go to the nearest village and eat everyone,
I would spray paint them and starve them.
I'd starve and put them in jail and tag them with my graffiti.
100%.
Like, this is a self-fulfilling. Prophecy.
it's ridiculous. That is not the way to do it. Starve the bears and leave them isolated so they don't get used to human smells. If anything, if I smelt a human, which would possibly be the closest thing you'd find animal-wise near a jail.
Well, and it's also the last thing you smelt and the thing that put you there.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd be like, I'd be taking that. I'd be taking an in-depth, nasal memory note.
Let's remember that. And now I'm hungry, so I can eat 10 of whatever that smell is.
Absolutely. Churchill, Manitoba. Stop doing that to your bears. All right?
Yeah.
Just move them along. Or
that's
move the people.
It's why they're eating everyone.
Yeah.
Stop pissing on. He's literally poking the bear.
He's painting the bear. Thank you so much to all the patrons. Thank you so much to Monty. Thank you so much, Dat Toms, on Patreon. Thank you so much for being an executive producer. You awesome creature. You. Thank you so much. Chris McNeil, thank you so much for being a legendary Patreon. Anna Smith, thank you so much. Dave Bradley, thank you so much for being a legendary Patreon. Thank you, Laura. Stop giving Dave special treatment each time because
I just feel like I need to grovel. It's because I need to grovel after this year's events.
I hope I'll be seeing it. Laura Hatfield, thank you so much for being a patron. And Joe Poynton, thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for joining us once again this week. Tell hello to all the new people that are giving this podcast a try. I apologise. Luke's tired.
You're manifesting. You're manifesting that we've got some new followers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Fingers crossed.
That's it. Thank you so much for joining us, all 10,000 of you, overnight. That's wild.
Whoa.
Make sure you join us next week for another Tangent podcast where we might be having a special something something. Sounds like we're doing drugs. We ain't. I'll see you next week.
Toodle pip.
That's going to be a nightmare to edit. And if you too want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/tangentpodcast.